Hey, everybody, what's going on? Welcome to the program. It's the Jeff Gerstmann Show live here for July 4th, 2023. I'm your host for this week's edition of the show, Jeff Gerstmann. I'm happy to be here. Happy to be back. I hope everyone's having a wonderful Tuesday. I suppose it's a holiday in some parts of the world. Well, one part of the world. So maybe, I don't know, maybe you have the day off and you're like, hanging out, in which case, hello, welcome to the program. Like I was saying during the pre-show, there's, you know, not a ton of news this week because it's just been, I think everyone's been on vacation already. So, there's not a ton going on these last several days, which has been, you know, a little nice, I guess, that it's kind of, you know, calmed down ever so slightly. But I don't know. Then that's undercut with like just, I don't know. So there's nasty. There's a lot of layoffs and badness out there in the world these days. I don't need to tell you. You know, you're out there. I also have some bad news for later in the program. I do have a drink here that I'm going to, I picked up a Ghost Orange Cream because I like to, sometimes you just need to drink a good drink for a change. And while I was at the gas station, so yesterday, so excited, I made it back to the Best Buy. And I bought it on the internet, but I made it to the Best Buy and I said, take this Asus ROG Ally and shove it up your pants and slapped it down the deck. No, I returned that thing. Very happy about it. Very happy that I returned. It would have been very easy to not return it and be like, well, I don't know. You know, I could always just use it as a weird server thing and put it in the closet or what, you know, but like that thing was just the heat issue was so immensely bad. Like, again, you know, having a thing where I'm playing a game on it and suddenly the D drive disappears because the SD card has slid out of its slot due to heat. Unacceptable. And then, well, whatever, go back and listen to last week's show. I talked about it for like an hour, but like it's the software really. That's the big problem with that. It's such a miserable experience. And then when you're playing games, you're not really part of that experience as much. And you're like, this plays games really well. But like, everything about that thing, navigating it, working with it, terrible, just a terrible device. Like shockingly so. And I was, I guess I did. I have not really had, I have not had hugely negative experiences with the Republic of Gamers. And I think that's been limited to, I think I maybe had a graphics card generation or two back. And I think this monitor here has been good to me. But as soon as I said like, oh, this thing seems like it has like really like some pretty bad quality control issues, I'm not the only person out there that is having this heat and SD card problem. Seems like it's not every unit out there, but enough people that you're like, ugh, ugh. And then most of the feedback I got back was people saying like, well, yeah, it's an Asus device. What do you expect? Those people are fucking idiots. This terrible, like they're terrible. And I was like, oh, well, I did not even know that they had a rep like that out there, but people were, and then one person was like, you're pronouncing Asus incorrectly, so I'm sorry. I can't think of any other, is Isis, is that it? I don't know how to, I'm gonna stick with Asus.